Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in discovering and embracing your own incredible truth, value, and worth. These tools are designed to empower your journey to living a more mindful and purposeful life. And when applied to your life experience, these tools really will powerfully serve us, serve you as valuable resources that help guide you to live as the beautiful and perfect and authentic essence that you are. Thank you so much for being here today. Have you ever been walking along on a cold winter day? The sun is out, so you're not really paying attention to where you're going, but you're looking up at the sun. You're kind of lifting your face up there, soaking in the rays, just kind of enjoying life, thinking about how good things really are. And then all of a sudden, you hit this little patchy, this icy patch on the sidewalk. You know, at first it's just a little slip, so you adjust, and then it's a bigger slip, and then you adjust, and then before you know it, you slip and you adjust, you slip and adjust all the way to the point of out of control. You know, every measure you took to gain control actually caused you to be further out of control. How about getting caught in a riptide out in the ocean? You know, this one's probably not as common, but let me tell you, for me, it moved beyond a slight fear of falling and into and that great embarrassment that came with slipping on the ice. It getting caught in this riptide turned into really a life-threatening fear. I guess in a way it was, but it really caused me to panic when it happened to me. In case you're not familiar with what a riptide is, it's a current that moves away from the shore and out to sea. Now, they're not uncommon. It's just that some of them are really, really strong, and you can get caught in them pretty easily. When caught up in a strong riptide, every attempt and fight that you make to get back to where you started is fruitless. This thing has really got a hold of you, and fighting it only causes it to be worse, and it wears you out in exhaustion, and you become even more out of control. With both of these icy sidewalk and riptide scenarios, and many other situations as well, fighting the issue, fighting the situation leads you deeper into that what you're fighting. People will often tell you just to surrender, just give up, and the fight goes away. Well, the fight does go away, but then you just kind of get sucked into the flow of things. So, you know, what's happening there? Life is like this. Today's climate is a perfect example. You know, when you look at all of the extremes that we're dealing with, it seems like the more we tune in to these extremes, the bigger they grow. Every time we turn on the television and watch the news, or we look to the news source on the internet, especially if we check out our news feeds on social media as a source for our news, we are seeing these extremes in politics, race equality, gender equality, health care, gender choice rights, climate change, human rights, gun control versus right to bear arms, cost of living, human trafficking, kneeling during the national anthem, civil war statue removal, building a wall to keep folks, it just goes on and on and on, and it seems like every single day there's a new concern added to the list that we feel the need to jump up and fight for or against. Giving our attention to these things, forming an opinion, and then fighting to share our opinion with the hopes of bringing more people over to our side is not healing the situation. That's evident by just watching the division that we're seeing in this country. In fact, in many cases, we're not only not helping the situation, we're actually adding to the darkness around the situation. We're adding to the fear and the anger and even building hatred amongst us in many, many cases. Every one of these topics that I just listed and many others that I did not bring into the talk today truly deserve healing, but they don't deserve the war that's being built around them. Every one of these topics are important to this nation and to the world. Every person taking a stand for or against each of these deserves the right to be heard. And all of this can be done. Every person can be heard. Everyone's right to speak can be protected if we do just one thing. That one thing is agree to listen with the intent to find healing and understanding. When we set aside our ego and we choose to listen with the intent to find healing and understanding, we can hear opposing views without getting our feelings hurt. When we set our intentions to heal the situation, to find solutions that actually work, and when we let go of our need to be right, and especially let go of our need to make the other person wrong, then we can quickly move toward healing and solutions. All of these extremes need healing. And folks, we are quickly moving to a point we will need healing from the fight that we have going on to find healing for these extremes. The fight itself is becoming a huge problem. The fights for a cause are creating an extreme environment that we need to heal. Well, I'm getting a little ahead of myself here, so let's just back up. Let's drop back into some of these topics. These topics that we hear so much about lead us to desire healing for the topic and the people who are involved. The race issues are a perfect example. We need to find healing for the issues around race inequality, and we need to find healing for the people who are affected by all of that. They would hold no energy. These topics would hold no energy for us if we did not have concern and a desire to create positive change, as we define it. In our search for healing, we choose the topics we have strong energy for. Usually it comes down to we choose one side or the other, and then we fight for what we believe to be right. There is nothing new about this reaction to causes. Ever since the beginning of civilization, people have stood up or knelt or set in or marched for whatever they believed in. The fighting these days has moved far beyond protest or standing in support of something. The fight these days has done just what I mentioned in the opening about getting caught in the riptides. The fight grabs hold of people and pulls them in deeper and deeper. In many cases, there is very little search for healing involved. The more people fight, the deeper they get. The deeper they get, the more brutal they become in their views and their words. These fights have become a war, a battleground. These fights are causing scars that may never fully be healed. Our current way of dealing with extremes has moved far away from conversations that lead to agreement, solutions, and healing. We have moved into a place where we cannot just win our argument. We have begun to believe that we have to destroy our opponents in the process. Read the news feeds on Facebook or any other place that you get your news feeds from. Really read them. Listen to the news. As a society, we have thrown common sense and intelligence out the window, and we put all of our efforts into hurting the other side so much that we hope that they're going to give up the fight because they got hurt so bad. And then we consider that a win. If you're thinking that I'm talking about one side or another in any of these situations, think again. I have dear friends. Use the political extreme that we're in right now. I have dear friends on both sides of the political divide, and both sides are using name calling, humiliation, shameful attacks. They're all using these against each other. You know, I have to be honest, on many of these extreme topics I mentioned earlier, I do have very strong views that makes me think movement towards one direction or another would be beneficial for all. Even as strong as my position is on some of them, I find myself being embarrassed by the way some people are carrying on in this fight. I am embarrassed enough that it is really hard to express an idea about the topic without expressing a disclaimer about the actions of others that I want no part of. You know, we'll get back to that here in a little bit. What we are creating now is the environment we have seen in many dictatorships. You either agree with me or you're wrong. That's the thought process. That's the belief system we're trying to force upon people. Now, do not think that I'm talking solely about politics here, because I'm not. You know, politics. Are definitely part of it, but we're also talking about this race, the race issues, the gender issues, the climate control issues, all the things that I listed earlier. They're all extremely important topics, and we have created this battleground out of each one of them. What we are doing is creating a climate that we fight to beat the other person so that we can say we won And we have forgotten that to actually win, everybody has to be able to walk away from this feeling like they're benefiting in some way. Everybody's got to be able to walk away feeling like something was accomplished. If people walk away, if half the people walk away from these issues feeling like they had to just give up or that they had to give in or that they lost it all, we didn't win. The situation didn't win. The people didn't win. The extreme event didn't win. Take the gun control versus the right to bear arms battle, for instance. The publicized version of this fight is not a fight to find solutions. It is a fight to win for a particular side. To win for your side will never be a win because the people who did not win will never benefit from your so-called victory. True victory, true healing over this topic or any other, will never occur as long as we only see one side or the other winning. Somehow, some way, a solution that keeps both sides happy, both sides feeling like they benefited, both sides feeling like growth was attained, that has to be found. That solution will never be found as long as there is division. When we figure out how to understand the other's reasons and opinions, and they can find a way to understand ours, then we can work together and then we find solution. So notice that I talked about they have to understand ours. Well, it's not their responsibility to understand my opinion. It's my responsibility to help them understand my opinion, to present it in a way that they want to understand. It's not that they have to change their opinion over to mine. They just have to understand it. And once they do, and once I understand theirs, we can find solution. People with differing beliefs can work together to find even greater solutions for our future than one side or the other will ever find. Just because you have a differing opinion from mine does not make you my enemy. It makes you my friend. It makes you a friend with texture, is what I like to consider it. Together, we form a friendship that has texture, and that texture can empower both of our life experiences. The same is true for all issues. No matter what it is, these extremes are only going to get more extreme if we do not find a way to turn this around and come together. Actually, the extremes are going to continue no matter what. It's just that we can adjust the way that we deal with them. And by doing that, the extremes will not feel as extreme. They won't affect us so to such extreme degrees. One thing we need to get clear here, actually two. The extremes are not out to get you. They simply need to be understood, and then we will know how to address them. And the people who have differing opinions on these issues are not your enemy. When you remember that they are not your enemy, you will be able to see them as people in your life who invite you to consider a different opinion. That's all it is. And that is one of the greatest gifts that you can receive, is to just consider an opinion that's a little bit different than yours. And seeing a different way of doing or believing, we expand our knowledge, we expand our experience, and we can definitely expand our outlook. We grow and expand and elevate our lives when we look beyond what we thought we knew. Folks, this is not at all about giving up your opinions. Don't hear me say that. It is about expanding your knowledge and your awareness of all sides of an issue. By forcing someone to see things your way without seeing things their way, you limit your own growth. You're not limiting them as much as you're limiting yourself. To continue down this path, we will quickly become a very ignorant nation. We will cheat ourselves out of seeing multiple options for any given issue. We are teaching ourselves, those around us, and our children to latch hold of an opinion and fight to repel everything that is different. I'm not suggesting you become like a chameleon and change your opinion to match everybody around you. What I am suggesting is that you hear the other people's opinions. You hear the differing opinions and allow your opinions and your beliefs to grow and expand and move in the direction of greater good. So how do we take a stand? How do we make a difference? To make a difference, we must bring our authentic selves out to play. we cannot show up with ego in the lead if we truly want to make a difference and heal this world. So here's the difference. Ego shows up with a chip on its shoulder. If you get your feelings hurt because someone has a different opinion, if you feel, what's the big word? If you feel offended because somebody has a different opinion, that's ego. If you feel that the other person is stupid or mental or bad because they do not change their opinion to match yours, that's ego. If you see the other person as less than because they do not see eye to eye with you, that's ego. There are going to be people who do not want to hear your opinion. That does not make them an idiot. Only your ego thinks it does. Showing up as your authentic self is showing up with the intent to learn and to grow and to heal. You show up looking for a way to heal, not a way to be right. You can stand strong in your opinions, just be open to hear others. Be open to learn and to find solutions. And doing that, you can learn new things about the topic. You can learn how others perceive the topic, and you may even learn a better way to support your views on the topic. Showing up as your authentic self allows you to stay true to you. You do not have to fall into the bickering and the fighting that serves only to broaden the division. Nothing will ever be accomplished if our energy is spent to fortify our position, physically or mentally or emotionally. Nothing can be seen if we are too busy focusing on what we think is right to the point we're closing off everybody else's opinion. If we truly want to heal, we will see the person as a person, not as an enemy. When we see them as a person, we truly can see the good in them. We can see that they are very similar to us and are just seeking what they believe is right and good. Even if this is as far as we get, we are successful. Everybody can win. We have removed the hatred and the anger when we do this. We have taken down the least, you know, at least part of the wall that stands between us. And we have an open line of communication that very well could become a road to complete healing somewhere down the road. The fighting and the bickering just build the wall higher and wider and stronger. I want you to remember this. Healing does not always mean one side's view is accepted by all. It does not mean that there is an actual resolution to the case in many cases. Healing can literally be found when everyone feels heard and understood. You know, I for one found peace in knowing I have heard someone and that I have been heard more than I do if somebody agrees with me and changes their opinion to fit mine. I have no problem with different opinions as long as we're all working together for the betterment of our society and our experience of life. Some issues deserve to be taken to a point of major change. For me, in my opinion, the most important issues needing change are the issues around human equality, whether it be gender or race or religious. I truly believe there is no difference between us. We are all one. And when we really look at each other, we will find goodness and love and peace. I think everybody's got that to offer. Some folks have just forgotten that they have that within themselves. But it's there. Everybody has goodness and love and peace within. And if we can just look for that instead of the differences, we've started the healing process. For those times extremes that truly need to see change, let's do it. We are still not going to move into the fight mode. We are just going to stand strong in our desire for change and healing. We are not going to see the other side as less than or stupid or idiotic or even enemies. That stuff doesn't work anymore. That would just throw us right back into the fight, and nothing is ever served there. We are going to stand in love. We are going to stand and speak and hear love. You know, last week I heard Marianne Williamson speak about being anti-something. She compared being anti-something to being an activist in search of change. She said, as long as we are anti-something, we are basically saying, oh, what a shame, and we're not really making much of a difference. If you really want to affect change, if you really want to make a difference, you must take action. We must get involved. Again, remember, being involved does not translate into fighting and arguing and name-calling and mudslinging. or ignoring or any other thing that you typically do that you know, any other method you use to win. We do far more good when we speak up, when we become active in a way that invites someone to learn from what we're doing, as opposed to forcing someone to accept what we're doing. Invite others to state their opinions. Seek ways to learn from what you hear. Seek ways to learn from that other person. See if their opinions expand your original thoughts on the topic. If it does, expand your conversation with these people and explore what you can do together. Explore where you can go together. Take a journey. Even if you do not come to full agreement, as long as you can expand each other's knowledge and understanding, you are doing beautiful work for everyone. I remember back in college, I worked at a restaurant, and about two or three afternoons a week, a priest would walk in. Now, this was at a time that I was very anti-religion. And this priest would come in, and he would sit down, and over a pitcher of beer, he and I would have some of the most incredible conversations about religion and God and spirituality and Jesus Christ. And I don't know that we ever came to a place that we were seeing eye to eye on all of this. But we did come to a place where we could understand each other, and that we respected each other, and that we grew from our conversations. The key here is to let go of the fight. Let go of the need to be right. Release the need to make someone else wrong. As long as the other side or both of you are on the defensive, no forward movement can be made. Create safe zones in your own life journey where you can maintain your ideals and still hear others' opinions. Create these safe zones so that others feel safe with you. Set your intentions each morning before every conversation, before sitting down to watch the news. Set an intention to realize deeper understanding, and set intentions to find solution. As I said before, sometimes that solution is to allow others to have their own opinions and to be okay with having two differing opinions on the subject. Just think of how boring life would be if we all thought the same. We do not have to change everyone to be like us. Allow the texture to exist. Allow your friends and your acquaintances who have a different opinion to challenge you to broaden your thinking. I have always been very open to others. Race, gender, sexual preference have never been an issue for me. You know, about a year ago, I was given the opportunity to grow again when a gentleman came to visit my spiritual center. He is a Muslim, and I was not really sure what to expect. You know, my source of knowledge about the Muslim religion came primarily from the news media. You know, fortunately for me, I don't buy into what the news media says too much as being truth. So I really didn't have any fear of this man, just curiosity. I really didn't know what was going on. I am so grateful that this is true. He has shared many things with me, and while I'm not a Muslim, I haven't converted to the Muslim belief or Islam. I have learned so much about the religion. I have learned so much about his homeland of India. I've learned about his travels to other Muslim countries and their beliefs and practices. Folks, if I was shut down or if I was trying to convert him, I would never learn this stuff. What's happened is I've broadened my own understanding of God. This is what healing looks like. We can heal our world by expanding our beliefs and our understanding. Stand strong for the things that you believe in. Stand strong for the things that you're passionate about. But do not make everybody else your enemy if they don't agree with you. If you make them your enemy, you're only going to fight. Stand strong. Find understanding. Listen and hear what the other person is saying. In that, you understand what they're believing. In that, you understand where their fears lie. And when you can see all of that, you can find ways to communicate. When you find ways to communicate, healing happens. Thank you so much for listening in today. This is a very, very powerful topic, and I hope that you got something out of this. If not, please go back and listen to it again, because I promise you there's something here that you can take away. Find a way to heal your world. I invite you to follow the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, where you will find daily affirmations to brighten your day, links to this show, and then the archive shows as well. Lots of other goodies there, too. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out more about my books, personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, corporate workshops, and my new work, which is all about emotional release. I'm getting very, very excited about this, because every day this is growing even larger. And it's a practice that I'll be able to share with clients, both near and far. So that information will be coming up on the website very soon. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for Empowered Living that is Empower Radio. Also, thanks to my producer, Remy. He's back in the studio today, and he does an amazing job for the entire Empower Radio family, not just this show, but many others. Also, folks, listen to Empower Radio. Pick out some shows and take a listen. I know that you're going to find one there that touches your heart. When you do, share it with your friends, and in doing that, you're sharing goodness with the world. You're empowering the world. So share that goodness that you find on Empower Radio. Check out the Empower Radio app, which allows you even more ways to listen and connect and keep up with all that is going on here. Folks, this is a very, very, very powerful tool today. Heal Your World is the tool. Heal Your World is the message. So until next week and beyond, heal your world. Set an intention to embrace deeper understanding, and you will find healing. Love and peace to you all. Have a great week.